Monty, first of all, how's things like at training? What's morale like?
Yeah, morale's good, obviously. You know, another tough, disappointing result against Featuring, but we've got five games left now and we train hard this week. We go to Perth, who are on a fantastic run. Like I said, we've been saying it all season, but you know, if we play like the way we can and you know people do the jobs, then we've got every chance of getting a result there. Morale's high and looking forward to the game.
Is having O'Donovan back in the mix, you've got Garcia, Ferreira, and you know obviously Austin was back out there today, not really showing any indication of that back injury. Having all those guys up front, you talk about you know playing the way you guys know you can play. It's got to be a confidence boost.
Yeah, of course. You know we've been times this season where we've for numerous you know reasons we've had suspensions, injuries, and we've not really been able to put a strongest side out. And you know it's no secret that we haven't got the biggest, strongest squad in the A-League. We've got a lot of young players, but to have the likes of Roy O'Donovan back after 8 weeks is brilliant for us. Lewis, you know, getting back to fitness after a little niggle, and hopefully Mitchell made the game. Fabio, you know, he missed the game last week. He came back in. And he worked hard against Vitrin. You know, myself, I'm back from suspension. We're looking pretty strong for this weekend and we'll go there full of confidence.
Let's talk about Perth and the trip to Perth. What is it about the trip over there? A lot of teams seem to struggle, including your own.
Yeah, it's just a long trip, you know. We travel tomorrow, which is Thursday, and we'll prepare for the game on Saturday. So, you know, it's a long trip, it's a long flight. You get there, it's always nice and warm in Perth, so yeah, it's not a great place for people to travel, and I've been there and got a result before, so I'm confident we can go there, and you know, although they're full of confidence and playing some great stuff at the minute, we're definitely looking forward to the game.
Do you take this as an extra challenge to be able to shake up that top six a little bit more? Tony mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, but you know, are you guys eager to do that? Throw a spanner in the works?
Yeah, of course. So we're eager to get a result every weekend, but we've got five games to go, and it's just the way the draw's fallen. You know, we've got Sydney. I think we've got Sydney, West Sydney, Adelaide, Perth, and the Jets. So to be honest, we didn't want to be down here. You know, with only this to play for, but you know, while we've got this to play for, then all we can do is try and win every game, and by doing that, I think we could have a say in what happens in the top six, but that's not our main aim. Our main aim is just to try and get some points on the board and give our supporters something to look forward to for next season, because you know they've had a lot of heartache as well, and it's definitely been frustrating and a tough season for everyone involved.
Also to put distance between yourselves and the wooden spoon?
Yeah, it's not nice, you know, you don't want to be, given with a wooden spoon, but that's all we can do. We can try and pick up some points and try and catch Wellington that are above us. That's another incentive for our boys to go out and perform.
Biggest threats in Perth?
Oh, Andy Keogh for sure. You know, he's a friend of mine. I know him from England. Good striker, hungry for goals, works hard. Obviously, Casho's been playing well. You know, tricky little player. Sort of number 10, and before getting Louis, we haven't really had a play like that. So the way you know the way they play, they work hard. They're a strong side, and you know he makes them tick in the middle of the park. So you know, like every weekend, you know you got to try and shut their danger men down. But you know we've got enough danger men ourselves, so we've got to concentrate on our own game and go out and play with a smile on our faces, because you know, some of these young lads have felt the pressure a lot the last couple of months. And you know, we need to shake that off, and they need to put a smile on their face, go out and enjoy themselves for the last five games and look forward to next season.
You mentioned Andy Keogh as a friend. Have you been in touch, a little bit of banter between the two of you, or save that till after?
I'll save that till after, yeah. But, you know, he's a great lad. He went to Thailand, struggled there, but he's come back, and, you know, you know what you're going to get from him. And, to be honest, you know, since he signed him and Shane Lowry, another lad that I know, played with him in the UK. When he came on loan at Sheffield United, good, strong, solid defender. You know, been around in England, plenty of games under his belt, and he's, you know, them two came in January, and they've really put a real backbone into that Perth side, and two great signings from Kenny.
With Keogh, have you spoken to? I mean, obviously we all can see what his game's like. He's been around for a bit, but have you imparted any of your knowledge with knowing him to any of the rest of the boys?
Yeah, obviously we don't know the team yet, but he makes runs off his shoulder. He's always working hard. Whenever the ball's out wide, he's looking in the box to drop on things. So you know, he's a typical box striker. Guarantee your goals. So you know, we just got to be switched on and concentrate. And the boys have got to pick him up anywhere in and around that area and stop him getting his shots off.
Speaking of mates, first time you've played with Roy in 9 weeks now. It must be exciting for you to play alongside another experienced head.
Yeah, he's, you know, we've missed him big time. You know, sometimes you don't realise how much until players are not there. And I think over the 8-9 weeks, you know, not having Roy making them forward runs and working hard and putting defenders under pressure, you know, we definitely did miss him. So to get Roy back is a massive bonus. You know, I still think the 8-game ban was, you know, was massive, to be honest. But yeah, you know, it affected us this season without a doubt. And you know, Roy can score goals. He works hard. He creates chances for other people. So to get him back in the squad is, you know, it's definitely what we needed to boost us for these last 5 games.